Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
Every year, the second Monday of October is Sports Day, a national holiday in Japan. It's a day on which we should enjoy sports and nurture healthy minds and bodies. As the weather becomes more comfortable, sports festivals and athletic events take place all around the country. And if you've been feeling like you haven't been getting enough activity lately, this is the perfect chance to get moving. Naturally, doing exercise is a great boost to your health and helps your body get stronger and fitter. But as you do more and more, you get hungrier and food tastes even more delicious, don't you think? What's more, getting proper rest after physical activity helps reset your body's rhythm, maintain your mental and physical balance, and even improve your day-to-day performance. For adults, the ideal amount of physical activity to support good health is said to be at least 60 minutes a day of walking or other similar movement. That's about 8,000 steps per day if you're walking. Now that the weather is getting nicer, it is a great season to get out and get active. Whether it's a sport you already enjoy, something new you've been wanting to try, or simply adding more movement into your daily life, why not make the most of this season of sports?
Life in Fukuoka.
Now I have some information from Fukuoka City. I want to share some information with you on the event The Creators 2025, which will be on again this year. This is an event where you can experience creativity and entertainment with the latest in entertainment elements and technology-driven content. This year it will be held over 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, October 11th and 12th, at United Labo and Daimyo in Chuo Ward, and admission is free. On stage, you'll be able to enjoy live performances by popular artists like Syrup and Mook, as well as a collaborative performance by kimono artist Koji Fukumoto and the flower artist collective Hana Art Katayama. Also, the Fukuoka Creators Award, which honors creators with ties to Fukuoka, is a special program that shines a spotlight on talent in fields such as games, music, anime, manga, video, fashion, and design. So don't miss this interactive art created by these local creators. There will also be plenty of content that families can enjoy together, including programming and game development workshops for children, DJ experiences, and VR experiences. For game fans, there'll be a demo booth for the popular game Gran Turismo 7, VR experiences produced by local game companies, and talk sessions featuring special guests such as company representatives and game creators. Lots of game-related content to enjoy. Additionally, there'll be limited edition bread sold at the venue from Dako Fukuoka, another brand by Amam Dakotan. The bread will be offered in a tote bag in collaboration with Newgraphy, an art book fair originating from Fukuoka. It's a special two-day event where everyone, from children to adults, can experience the joy of creation, so be sure to come and enjoy it.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there is that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.